Chapter 11. Scrooge has a wonderful Christmas. Suddenly, the ghost of Christmas yet to come is gone, and Scrooge is staring at the wall of his own bedroom. Yes, it is his bed. It is his room. He is still alive and back in his own house.
I want to live in the past, present and future,
Scrooge says, jumping out of bed.
The Christmas spirit must live in me. Oh, Jacob Marley, thank you, thank you. Heaven and Christmas, they are wonderful. Life is wonderful.
He is laughing and crying at the same time.
Oh, I don't know what to do,
cries Scrooge.
I'm as light as a feather. I'm as happy as an angel. I'm as merry as a schoolboy.
He runs over to the window and opens it wide.
A Merry Christmas to everybody,
he shouts out.
And a Happy New Year to all the world.
He looks down at the street and sees a young boy.
Hello!
He cries happily.
What day is today, my boy?
The boy looks up at Scrooge in surprise. He doesn't understand.
What, sir?
Asks the boy.
I say, what day is it today?
Repeats Scrooge.
Why, it is Christmas Day, sir.
The boy replies, smiling.
Christmas Day!
Cries Scrooge. He dances around his bedroom.
Oh, the spirits can do anything. I am so happy, so happy.
He goes back to the window and calls out to the boy again.
Oh, boy, please, can you do me a favour?
What is that, sir?
Asks the boy.
I want you to go to the butcher's and buy a very big turkey. Tell the shopkeeper to bring it here to my house and come back with him. I am going to give you some money.
The boy smiles happily and runs away quickly.
A Merry Christmas to you, sir,
he calls over his shoulder.
I am going to give the turkey to the Cratchits,
Scrooge decides,
for their Christmas dinner.
He puts on his best clothes. He is going to his nephew Fred's house for Christmas dinner today, and he must look smart. There are many people on the street as Scrooge walks to Fred's house in the suburbs. Scrooge smiles at every person he meets.
Good morning to you, sir,
cries Scrooge.
A Merry Christmas to you, madam. God bless you, children.
A Merry Christmas to you too, sir.
The people reply in surprise. Can this be Ebenezer Scrooge, the miserable miser? This man who seems so jolly and full of the Christmas spirit? Scrooge arrives at his nephew's house. He knocks on the door.
Is your father here?
He asks the little girl who opens it.
Yes, sir. He's in the dining room,
she answers. She looks at Scrooge curiously. She doesn't know him.
Thank you. It's all right. He knows me,
Scrooge says. He enters the house and goes into the dining room.
Fred, my dear boy,
says Scrooge.
Bless my soul,
cries Fred.
Yes, it is I, your Uncle Ebenezer Scrooge. I'm coming to dinner. Is your invitation still good?
Well, of course, Uncle. Please sit here,
says Fred. He is very surprised, but pleased that his uncle is here, and his pretty wife smiles warmly at Scrooge. Scrooge is happy to be a part of Fred's wonderful Christmas party. There are many people at his nephew's house, and everyone is talking and laughing. They are talking and laughing with Scrooge, too. It is such a cheerful party. They eat the delicious food, and they play games. They sing, they dance. It is the happiest day of Scrooge's life.